Helping Hand. It's a weekly feature here on HPR1 stations each week and also online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Helping Hand strives to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week I'm really excited to learn more about the Hawaii chapter of the National Parkinson's Foundation, who, according to their website, the NPF, nonprofit volunteer group comprised of people with Parkinson's disease, also caregivers, family members, healthcare pros, educators, leaders in the business community. And we're also going to be hearing about Moving Day, which relates to it, the National Parkinson Foundation Hawaii's annual fundraising walk and run. It's coming up October 25th. We're grateful to welcome our guests, Kevin Laquette, volunteer board member, and also Melanie Moore, coordinator of Moving Day Hawaii, coming up October 25th. Aloha and mahalo, Kevin and Melanie. Thank you very much for coming to HPR. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, aloha.
Yeah, you're welcome, and great to have you here. Because we have an event on the table, Melanie, talk a little bit about what is this for folks. Undoubtedly, even to me, it was a new thing when I first heard about it. What's going on October 25th?
Well, it is kind of a new thing. This is only our second annual Moving Day event. Moving Day events are held across the country, actually. I believe there's about 20 going on in all major cities to raise awareness about Parkinson's disease and also fundraise to support Parkinson's support groups and exercise groups and research and chapters like the National Parkinson Foundation of Hawaii. It's a really fun event. It's open to everyone, all ages. We have a kid zone. There's going to be a 3K walk. There's a pavilion with exercises specifically for people with Parkinson's disease, and it's going to be on October 25th at Honolulu Hale Civic Grounds.
It's an interesting location to do it at. And how long is the run portion, 3K as well?
It's just a walk. It's a 3K walk. And for those, if people are coming down with Parkinson's disease, we will have exercises that time, like yoga and hula going on at the base that they can stay. And we also have a great team of volunteers from the UH Nursing School coming down who are going to assist Parkinson's patients around the event. So it was really fun to see last year. We'd see Parkinson's patients come with their entire families, from two-year-olds up to their brothers and sisters. So It's a really fun family event for everyone to come out.
And Kevin, on the note of the organization and how it benefits not only from visibility, but from looking at the online portion at movingdayhawaii.org, in particular, I saw there were teams and there was a fundraising aspect too. Talk a little bit about how this can show tangible support with financial aid too.
Yeah, so basically, half of the funds stay here in Hawaii. The other half go back to the National Parkinson's Foundation, which is kind of the mothership, the national organization that we're a part of. So the funds that stay here help support programs that we have. A couple examples are we partnered with YMCAs of Oahu, and we offer Parkinson's exercise classes at all of the 8 branches here. Also support groups and special programs and educational events. So those the funds that stay here basically help support people locally here live well with Parkinson's. The funds that go to the National Parkinson's Foundation, the mothership actually comes back to us in programs. And there was a wonderful program called Aware and Care, where last year we distributed 500 Aware and Care kits, which were kits were evidence-based to help decrease hospitalization days and medication errors when people with Parkinson's were hospitalized. And so these are kind of resources that a small chapter, you know, we don't have the funds and the ability to do it, but it comes back to us. So either way, it comes back to and supports the people here in Hawaii.
When for Parkinson's is a name that people know, people probably have personal understanding of it through the things they interpret, whether they see somebody who has it, they're celebrities perhaps that they care about who end up with it, and so they know something through that, but often they don't really know the inside of it. Can you talk a little bit about the disease itself and how it first shows up in people's lives, first symptoms, the effects of it thereafter?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Parkinson's, most people have Parkinson's 5 to 7 years before they actually get the diagnosis. And what happens is that it's not until the motor symptoms of the disease show up. And by the time that the motor symptoms show up, which is maybe tremor, people are very stiff and they move very slow. By the time those symptoms show up, they've lost about 80% of the neurons in their brain called dopamine. So they think actually what the earlier symptoms are the non-motor symptoms. And so loss of taste and smell, constipation, difficult sleeping, So they're looking at different ways to try to diagnose the disease a little bit earlier.
Are any of them, those are good to keep aware of, are any of those particularly, do they occur frequently enough that they're flashpoint symptoms that if you're having these four or five symptoms or something, that it's a pretty good sign that you should get checked for it?
Yes and no. So right now they're developing tests, and hopefully one of the things we're looking at is studying is doing a almost like a scratch and sniff test that you can buy at a pharmacy to see. But they're not there yet. Parkinson's is difficult to diagnose because there's not a single test to take, and so it's a clinical diagnosis, and basically the. A neurologist is a professional that typically makes the diagnosis. And if you have three of the cardinal symptoms, they say you may have Parkinson's. And then to help get a definitive diagnosis, they may put you on a Parkinson's medication and see if it affects your symptoms. And then they say, okay, you have Parkinson's. So it's really difficult to diagnose, and that's why it goes such a long time.
So, and for those of us who are even less medically savvy than yourself, so that means by clinical diagnosis, there is no medical, they can't detect it with blood or tissue or anything
There's
like
no
that.
There's no test, no blood
at
test.
At all. It
no,
has to yeah. be, yeah, yeah. Somebody has to make a determination based on a series of symptoms that come together, and they say this undoubtedly must be Parkinson's, or this probably is.
Yeah, it usually starts out, this probably is. And that's one reason why it takes about 7 years to get a diagnosis.
No doubt. No, that's troubling. And there are certain terrible challenges that come that way. And that obviously is one of them. Age that at first these symptoms might show up?
Well, it's interesting. So Parkinson's, probably the average age or mean age is 65. However, there is 15% of the people diagnosed with Parkinson's have what they call young onset Parkinson's, which can be diagnosed as early as the mid-20s.
And it'll be after the constipation, the tremors, the loss of taste and smell. What were some of the other ones?
Loss in taste and smell, tremor, stiffness called rigidity, and then moving really slow.
No cognitive stuff.
Cognitive can appear and does appear typically in Parkinson's, but not till as disease has really progressed.
What a trip. That's really and Michael J. Fox, one of the biggest guys, right, who is, if not the biggest person that people identify as having in terms of a public figure.
Yeah, there's quite a few public figures. Janet Reno, Michael J. Fox, Muhammad Ali. Linda Ronstadt recently was diagnosed. Robin Williams was supposedly just diagnosed, early diagnosed. So Michael J. Fox, because of his awareness and his mission to find a cure, is really brought Parkinson's a little bit more to the forefront in the last 10 years. And Michael J. Fox is actually, he's an example of early onset Parkinson's.
Right, so, I was going to say, getting back to, right, the reason I brought him up was precisely that he's a very young, seemingly young guy. And we've known about this in his life now for a long time. So that would have been like a more rare instance of it striking someone at that age.
Yes, yeah. Again, though, it's getting 15% is not.
That's how many? Get
15% roughly.
Before 65?
Yeah, fall in that young onset category, which is around the 20s to 30s.
Man, that's really that's heavy stuff. Usually when people are doing things like this, trying to raise awareness for something as dreadful as that, they have something that's driving them or motivating them. Melanie, any reason you got involved? You wanted to do this moving day thing and work with these guys?
Yeah, my grandmother actually had Parkinson's disease. So there was really not a lot of groups like the National Parkinson Foundation back then to work with. She was in Minnesota. So there wasn't a lot there. And it's been fun communicating to my mother and my aunts about, the work I'm doing here because, they're donating and they're excited and they're always like to donate in her honor. And they always say they wish there was support groups like that back when their mother had it.
That's your mom's mom.
My mother's mother, yes.
All right. And Kevin?
A few personal, but I've had an auntie who had Parkinson's, but I was more closely or drawn to Parkinson's as a professional. I was a physical therapist for 20 years and focused on neurological cases and ended up specializing in Parkinson's. And so saw the effects, not just on the patient, but the whole family, and really got motivated to see what I could do to help them live better, live well with Parkinson's.
That's really one of the aspects of facing disabilities that for people who do not have it as close in their life, they don't realize that it's not just the person. It really has a huge, potentially devastating effect on their family, because people have to care for them, and that sometimes the care is it's harrowing. And that's a real good point you bring up, because when people are supporting things like this day and trying to raise funds, you know, there are the effects of these illnesses go far beyond the individual suffering with it.
Absolutely. And that's one of the goals of Moving Day Hawaii. We're raising money, but we're also raising awareness. As the coordinator of the event, every year I'm so surprised how many calls I get from caregivers, from husbands and wives of children of people with Parkinson's who are looking for support groups or care, or and they need support for themselves, too. It takes a big toll on the caregivers. So, you know, this is a great way, Moving Day Hawaii, to get our name out there as an organization and let people know that there's support for them.
Explain the team aspect of this thing that's coming up, because I was reading a little bit about that, and that may motivate folks who feel like perhaps there's a couple friends. Always you hear this terminology in Hawaii Public Radio, like-minded thinking. I hear sometimes on the air perhaps people would want to get together with people they care about, like you, in honor of someone.
Yeah, the teams are great. We have, I think we have about 15 teams signed up so far. We're hoping to get a lot more. And usually they're surrounded around someone living with Parkinson's or a caregiver who's the team captain. You don't have to be, of course. You can just be doing it for it's a cause you care about. And there's no charge to sign up for the event. They can register as a team captain and get all their friends and family to register as part of their team. And then we're going to have prizes for the biggest team, the team that raises the most money, the... Also, Norwegian Cruise Line has donated a 7-day cruiser in Hawaii for whoever fundraises the most money. So
Wow. There's
lots of incentives for teams. But also the teams are fun because they last year a lot of them came down. We didn't even ask them to, but a lot of them came down in awesome, massive matching T-shirts. And, you know, I always love this one team that came down, and it was a grandfather had Parkinson's disease. And he had about 30 of his family members surrounding them, and all of them had T-shirts with his name on it. So it was a great way for the family to recognize the struggle he's been through and, you know, come together as a group around this issue that's affected their whole family.
Now, those are great examples. My mom had MS. I did the MS walk many, many times and did stuff like that. And another radio station did big teams with people and raised money and did the T-shirts and stuff. You're right. It's a real... I just wanted you to give that example.
Yeah, no, thanks. And it is, you can register as an individual, too. When you go to movingdayhawaii.org, you can join a team, start a team, or register as an individual. So you can do either one, but teams are a great way to get a group of friends together to do it.
That's so cool you say that. First time I came here to this state, I didn't know anyone. I went and did the thing by myself. And I don't think there's nothing wrong ever with doing anything by yourself. It's probably some of your more spiritual moments for sure. So it's a great thing to do on a team, not with a team, with a buddy.
And it's a great way to connect. If you are, you know, don't have a team together, but you want to kind of meet people in the Parkinson's community or you need some resources, we have a resource fair there. We're going to have lots of information about support groups. So it's a good place to come to get information about the disease and about the help that's out there.
And exercise for a good reason, too. When you just think, hey, we haven't hung out in a while. You want to go do this together. This would be a cool way to spend you know, some time.
Yeah, it's a fun event. There's, you know, great music. Last year, it turned into a big dance party somehow.
What time does it start up?
It starts at 9 a.m. and it goes till noon. And we'll have food booths. There's going to be a bouncy house, kids zone. We have a face painter, balloon animals. You know, we make it a fun family atmosphere.
What do you need for volunteers, cash, support? What does it take to keep you guys rolling that our statewide audience who are inspired to help out could?
You know, if you want to get involved, the main thing we're looking for now is participants and teams to come down. You know, get out there and start a team. It just takes a few minutes to go on to movingdayhawaii.org, start a team or register as an individual and see if you can meet those fundraising goals. We have lots of, and anyone who raises $100 gets a really cool T-shirt. $50 to get a bracelet. I think $250 you get a Parkinson's awareness pin. So there's prizes. I know people don't really do it for the prizes.
That's right.
But they're out there, and it's just a great event. So we would love people to come down and make this. We want to hit 1,000 people this year. That's our goal. So help us reach that goal by everyone coming on down.
For long-term fundraising, Kevin, and for needs that you have the rest of the year, and to put things like this together, undoubtedly it takes a lot of time and coordination leading into it. And there's a lot of, I'm looking at the brochure and photos and all this information, and no doubt that was a lot of people's effort. What else could you use in addition to the walk down the road for the rest of the year that people could be inspired to help you with?
Well, one thing to point out is we are a complete volunteer board. And so everybody just dedicates and donates their time. So one of the goals of the fundraising is to be able to establish a full-time office We have voicemail, we have website, you know, so we're very functioning. We get a lot done with very little means, and so...
What do you need, space?
Space and funds to have a paid staff.
So a small space somewhere in Honolulu.
Yeah.
For the Parkinson's found that you guys don't have a space. You could use a small space. How many square feet?
We don't need much for resources.
1,000?
Size of this room.
Yeah, okay. Perfect, yeah.
Just some space. Okay.
Space and again, the funds for a paid staff so we could be more responsive, allow us to do a lot more for the community. So that's one of the goals when we set out with Moving Day last year was our first one. The end game goal was to be able to have a sustainable income to have a paid staff. Yeah.
Okay. So those are great things to pass along to people. For folks who want to help you out, and you'll correct me if I wrote down anything incorrect, if I wrote anything wrong here, I have movingdayhawaii.org and parkinsonshawaii.org for your two homes online.
Yes.
I have 808-528-0935 for folks who want to call, and info@parkinsonshawaii.org for people who want to email.
Correct.
And at hawaiipublicradio.org, I'll have all that contact info, plus the email address for movingdayhawaii.org, which I'm sure you have handy, which is
movingday@parkinsonshawaii.org.
Fantastic. Anything that you want to add in particular about what it's like for people who are dealing with this that you think we didn't cover that's important to share?
The prevalence, I guess. That's one thing that we didn't really talk about. It's very prevalent. There's about 50 to 60,000 people newly diagnosed each year in the United States. There's about 1.5 million people in North America and almost 8 million people worldwide living with Parkinson's. And so it is not – it's a big, big issue, and it affects literally millions of people. So
Yeah, and I think at the same time, you know, there are a lot of people living with Parkinson's disease. But since working with NPF Hawaii, I'm surprised how many people I've run into who feel kind of alone with it. Maybe they're a caregiver or a patient, and you know, they feel kind of alone. So that's what I really like about Moving Day Hawaii, and it makes me excited about every year. It's a chance for the community to show the support for this, all the people out there living with Parkinson's disease and the caregivers who are attending to them. It's a chance for us as a community to recognize that we see what they're going through and we want to support them. And it gives everyone a really tangible way to help.
Yeah, as well as being aware of the local resources. So we have support groups, we have exercise programs, we have educational seminars that run, you know, all year long. So Moving Day Hawaii is another way to, if you have Parkinson's or you have a family member who has Parkinson's, to learn how you can live well and what resources there are here locally. So it's just a great resource.
And share some tips maybe that have worked for you with other people, because it's sort of a peer-to-peer thing that you're establishing, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it can be a lonely world, and no doubt for the disabled, it can be even worse. I really appreciate that you came down here. I'm really glad that you're doing this event. I hope you have a great turnout and stay in touch. If there's stuff down the road that we can do for you in the future, please get in touch and make sure I know about it. Kevin Laquette, volunteer board member. Melanie Moore, coordinator of Moving Day Hawaii, the Hawaii chapter of the National Parkinson's Foundation. Thanks for all that you do for folks.
Thank you for having us.